Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Fred and Ed and the Electric Socket. Our intrepid heroes, Fred and Ed, one afternoon, while their mother Alice was down in the kitchen, decided to try a science experiment. The boys, and those who have listened for a long time, know that our intrepid heroes love science. They love to figure out how things work. They decided to figure out how electricity worked in their bedroom. In particular, how did power get out of that tiny little hole and into the various devices that they like to use and play with, including the radio, the television, VCR, DVD combo, and of course, more importantly, the lights that kept away the monsters underneath the boys' beds. Those monsters would never come out if the nightlight was on. But if the nightlight ever went off, the monsters would come out. And the boys, being intrepid explorers, wanted to make sure there was no way that monster could come out, that that light could not fail, that it would not ever stop lighting the night. And so, they tried placing a number of objects into the electric socket. The first thing they put in was a plastic fork. Nothing happened. The second thing they put in was a piece of string, and nothing happened. The third thing they put in was a piece of metal, a fork that came from their father's drinking area down in the main basement where there was a bar. It was a two-pronged fork made of metal. And Fred gently placed it into the socket, and then, hopping up and down on one foot, shaking his hand in the air and screaming at the top of his lungs, burned fingers and all, Fred realized, you never put things into an electric socket. As he shook his hand, Alice came running upstairs, and she said, "What's the matter?" Fred said, "I burned my hand." And Alice, being the good mother, rushed him downstairs and cleaned up the burn and didn't ask him how, in his bedroom, with no matches and no fire and no way, had he burned his hand. That evening, as the boys sat and stared at the electric outlet that now had a little bit of black where the fire had been, and the spark had arced out into Fred and resulted in the burn on his hand from holding the metal, they wondered how they were going to clean that so that Alice would not know. So they carefully moved their box of toys in front of the outlet so it could not be seen, and they plotted ways to clean the smoke off of the outlet, the plastic a little burned, a little darker, and a little wiser, the boys knew. Don't stick things in outlets. It was a lesson, of course, they had to learn. Ed learning the lesson vicariously, Fred learning the lesson the hard way. My name is Scott Anderson, and you're listening to my podcast, Fred and Ed and the Electric Socket. Have a nice day.